Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's the BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast. Your daily download of X92.9's X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna.
It is Friday, so this is normally when Beckler would really punch July, and I feel like I should not... feel like I shouldn't break the tradition, but I just... it pains me. Okay, here we go. It is Friday, July 17th. I had to continue it on with the number apparently as well. I'm Shauna. Beckler is away today. He took the day off. His parents are actually in town, so he decided to take a long weekend. It's funny, him and I have really not been together for a full week of shows in a long time, and that's about to continue. I'm off next Friday, and then I'm off the following week. I'm going to visit my parents then, and then after that, we'll have a full week of shows together again. It's always like this in the summer, though. In radio, it's funny. This is the time that we can take time off. The summer is what is considered to be okay for time off, that and the winter, which is always good, because, I mean, that's when you want to take time off for holidays anyway, so it kind of works out for us. But in the fall and spring, we are told maybe not to take time off. It's an important time for radio then. It's a big ratings time, as they call it. So that's why we're always all off kind of in the summer, if you were wondering.
All right, let's get into a raid.
The BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
A friend of mine was asking people on Facebook to list things that are exclusive to Edmonton. She lives there. And can you guess what people said? Potholes was number one. People mentioned the mall, of course, the funicular. There were a lot of people making fun of Edmonton as well, which is quite funny because, again, she was asking Edmontonians. But I got thinking about, we were helping Alberta out a while back by creating these tourism ads based on the Urban Dictionary definitions of different Alberta towns. So I actually went looking at the user-submitted definitions for Edmonton, and my God, are they funny. You know, these definitions are always negative for some reason. The users who submit them hate the city or town they live in, clearly. But I was thinking perhaps we can use these Urban Dictionary definitions to once again create a tourism ad for Edmonton, especially as the NHL is going to use them as one of their hub cities. I was thinking maybe this will help. Maybe this will help sell the NHL players on Edmonton a little better.
Come visit Edmonton. Urban Dictionary has this to say about Alberta's capital city. Affectionately known as Deadmonton or Homicide City for its outrageously high murder rates, Edmonton has a population of roughly 1.4 million people, most of whom have mullets, wear jean jackets, and have mustaches that are stuck in 1984. Edmonton is quite expensive, but looks like ass. Its attractions include a huge mall, factories that smell, and a river that looks like literal shit. Edmonton, a tourism ad brought to you by Urban Dictionary.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
Etymology with Shauna.
I've been getting into the origins of different snacks for some reason this week. Perhaps I feel I'm missing out on all the weird stampede food or something, but I got reading about a few different ones. A lot of our favorite snacks actually can be tracked back to the war, which I didn't realize. But M&Ms, you may have heard this, were invented because soldiers actually needed a heat-resistant chocolate. And so in order to do that, they surrounded the chocolate with this candy coating so that you could ship this chocolate overseas and send to soldiers. Jelly beans were also invented, and their original ads encouraged buyers sending jelly beans to soldiers. So the first ads, it says, you know, buy these jelly beans and you can send them. They package well once again. So jelly beans were kind of in that same vein. Hilariously, in 1920, I was reading, the term jelly bean briefly had a different connotation, though. It actually became an insult for a while, describing quote-unquote dandies, who were men who attracted the ladies by dressing well, but who offered nothing else. Dandies who attracted the ladies by dressing well. That was a jelly bean, so it was a defensive term for a while as well. And saltwater taffy, I didn't know this. This one seems super obvious when you think about it, but it was actually invented when a candy store literally flooded. It was a storm in 1883, and their entire stock of taffy was ruined. And I guess this little girl came into the store and she bought this quote-unquote saltwater taffy. And then she really enjoyed it because it was sweet and salty. And everybody caught on that this actually tasted quite good. So saltwater taffy from that point became a massive, massive selling candy. And perhaps the favorite are mini donuts. Those were actually invented by the ancient Greeks. They've been around forever. And they were actually given out as prizes to Olympians. So if you won at the ancient Olympic Games, you were rewarded with donuts. I wonder if that's how they came synonymous with the fair and stampede as well, right? Because you compete in these different games, whether it's the whack-a-mole or even just the stampede rodeo games, and you would win with mini donuts as well. I don't know. But of course, now you can't go to a fair and not have mini donuts. They're one and the same, really.
DNS in 20 minutes or less.
I was actually on a beach last weekend in Saskatchewan, and there was this gentleman who was wearing the tightest Speedo. Like, it truly looked like he was smuggling some budgies in there. You know, he was just, wow. I was just thinking about it, though. I was like, those goblin robbers must make him really fast because no water was getting under that Speedo. I was actually telling my boyfriend, I was like, you should get a pair of those. You know, grab a pair of pickle pinchers yourself as it would make you just glide through the water. I do think Speedos are coming back, though. And if you're offended by the look of them, I think you're going to have to brace yourself because you're going to be seeing a lot of banana mattress out there over the next little while. I almost feel like COVID has made people more comfortable walking around in their tidy whities again. And now that they head to the beach, they're ready to just wear the Speedo. They're like, I'm comfortable in this. I've been doing it for the last 3 months, 4 months. Biscuit baskets are the hot new fashion. Pecker pockets, sausage squishers, button mashers, toad smugglers, snake charmers. They're going to be all over the beach. I can keep going. Should I stop now? Probably.
DNS in 20 minutes or less.
I thought of another dad badge last night. Now, I don't know if this dad badge only pertains to my father or if this is one that's more universal, but it's the dad who buys a whole bunch of electronics because he's one of those dads like dads are, right? Big techies, love to have the latest in electronics, but then doesn't tell mom. I don't know if your family was like this as well, but my dad would constantly buy the latest electronic and he would ask my mom and she would probably be like, we don't need that, Bill. And so he'd go and buy it anyway. The one time I remember he bought this giant ass flat screen TV and he hid it very, very obviously behind the couch and I saw it and I asked him about it. I was like, what's that? And he was like, shh, it's a new TV. Don't tell your mom. And then when she was away at work, he hung it up and then just pretended like it was the TV we'd always had in the living room. She obviously noticed, okay? She wasn't that blind to the electronics, right? It was a sizable difference from the one we had hanging up there, but he would always do that. He always needed the newest in the electronics, so he would buy it, not tell mom, and then try and secretly just sneak it into the house as if we'd always had it, as if the electronic fairy had dropped by overnight. Never really worked out, but it's a dad badge for sure.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
So I actually got a message on the text line from a friend of the show. I should actually have asked their name. That was really stupid. Too late now. They asked me, they said, would Terry Fox be considered a Terry, Shauna? And I wanted to approach this with you guys as well, because Beckler and I have talked about this before. We think that Terry Fox would in fact be the most famous Terry. We were thinking we should actually have a Terry Wall of Fame. Maybe I'll work on that next week. Get a wall in the studio here, and it's where we put the most important, most influential Terrys. Because you have to remember, we make fun of Terrys a lot, and people, I think that means that we don't like them, or that, I don't know, we're making fun of them in a non-loving way, when that is not the case at all. We think Terrys are fantastic. They always have great hearts. They just sometimes do funny things. That's all. Terry Fox, though, would probably be the pinnacle of Terrys. In fact, I would consider him almost at par with Mother Teresa. Oh, that was bad. That was a bad dad joke. Get it? Terry? Teresa? Okay. Yeah, I should probably go to bed now. I need to take a couple days off. I'm going to go sit in the corner and think about that one. But seriously, he would be the most famous, of course, Terry, I think. And Terry Fox is amazing. I think he's the Terry that every Terry should look up to, really. Talk about big hearts and perseverance. My God. Again, I apologize for that bad joke. Really bad. Bad joke.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
I got reading about the Urban Dictionary definitions of Edmonton earlier on today because a friend of mine was asking what people like about Edmonton. What makes Edmonton unique? And everybody was kind of just bashing it, and I was laughing. I was like, man, People love to hate on their own cities. And then it got me thinking about Urban Dictionary. And if you don't know what that is, that's exactly what it does. You can type in any place, Calgary, Carstairs, Cochrane, whatever. And it's user-submitted definitions of these towns, normally from people who live there, but they're always negative. But the one thing I found hilarious about Edmonton is that there were two different Edmontons that came up. There was an Edmonton, Alberta, of course, and then there was a definition of Edmonton, London. And I didn't realize this, but I guess Edmonton is the name of a borough in northern London as well. And what I found even more hilarious is that the definitions of the two Edmontons are almost interchangeable. Like, when you read them, they could apply to both places. Here's the first one. Grim, depressing, crime-ridden area of North London. And then there's an example of how you would use this term. Person one, I'm going into Edmonton. Person two, have you got your bulletproof vest? That could work for Edmonton, Alberta as well. Here's the next one. A North London suburb, also shorthand for the death of the soul. I'd rather drown myself in a bucket of sick than live in Edmonton. Wow, I've never even heard the term a bucket of sick used, but there you go. And then here's the last one. A cold area of North London, home to the hideous shopping center. So apparently anywhere named Edmonton has crime, and some sort of obnoxious shopping center on top of that is cold and northern. So there you go. If you name anywhere Edmonton, better fit those parameters.
The BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
This is really weird, but I've actually found myself looking at people's masks in terms of fashion lately. Never in my life did I think I'd be picking out which surgical mask I think is the cutest. It's a bit strange when you think about it, but I've actually gathered quite a selection now of masks, and I have preferences in terms of which ones I think look best. A friend of mine gave me a mask the other day, actually, as a gift, and I was super grateful, of course, and then I wore it out one day, and when I saw myself in the mirror, I realized that I looked a little like Hannibal Lecter, and I was like, well, that mask is benched. That's terrifying. And then another one I tried on, it looked a bit like I was wearing a man's pair of gitch on my face. It looked a bit like I had a pecker nose. And so, of course, I was like, nope, that one's out of rotation as well. And then I have some others that I prefer. Like, my personal favorite right now is a blue one because it brings out my eyes. See, even saying that sounds absolutely ridiculous. So weird. But mask fashion, so out right now.
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
I was scanning through Facebook last night, and for some reason, an ad for The Bachelorette was targeted at me. It's only strange because I don't watch The Bachelorette. I've just never really been into it. But I guess Facebook thought I'd be interested in this, and they'd posted a bunch of potential candidates for the next season of the show. So there were a bunch of pictures of guys who we could see, and I paused on these pictures for a sec. I was scrolling because I noticed something a bit different. And that a lot of the guys had really, really thick necks. Like, from afar, if you were squinting a little bit, it looked like the pictures of a bunch of thumbs. No real size difference between their heads and their necks, just thumb-shaped. And kind of strange, really. Apparently, the new sexy muscle to work is your neck. That's what I'm gathering here. John Horgan, the BC premier, has the thickest neck I've ever seen. So Beckler and I, we always compare everybody to him. And these necks weren't quite the size of BC premier John Horgan's neck, but in a neck off, they'd put up a good fight. They would. I also noticed that there's only a couple Canadians in the mix, and one is playing up the Canadian stereotype to a T. He's actually from right here in Calgary. His name is Mike, and he's wearing red and black lumberjack plaid in his promo photos. So Mike from Canada could be on the show. I expect every and all Canadian stereotypes to please be present. This needs to happen. Then I'd walk.
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
So I have a couple friends who live in Australia, and I was talking with them recently, and I have to admit, I love how Australians speak. Like, they take the language, the English language, and then they just add their own little Aussie flair to it, and I'm a huge fan of everything they do. Every little term they have, I'm always like, yes. But I was laughing a little bit with my friends because I said to them, I was like, you guys know you just put an E sound on the end of things to make your own words, right? Like, in Canada, that's what we do to create our own hockey nicknames. You know, you just take an E sound and add it to the end, like Halsey, Ebsy, Ovi. And I was like, you guys do this, but with all of your words. Like, the first one that makes me laugh, their word for cooler is Esky. And I think it's because Eskimo, the Eskimo brand coolers, is where they get that. So they take Eskimo and they just shorten it to Esky. But then they call beer bottles stubbies. Goldie is beer. Breakfast is brekkie. A biscuit is bicky, which is the funniest one to me. A toilet is a dunny. A cigarette can be a durry. And then even like Facebook, they call Facebook Facey. Like, hey, let's go on Facey. Do you have Facey? I'm like, excuse me, what? A laptop is a lappy. Also, I'm sure a lap dance could be nicknamed a lappy as well. That probably works both ways. And sunglasses are, of course, sunnies. That one we've kind of adopted here as well, though. But honestly, they just take words and add E to it. So if you want to sound Australian, just take any word and just go E at the end. And they'll be like, oh, yes. You're clearly an Aussie.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
Hey, what did you learn today?
I got chatting with some of my Australian friends the other day, and we were laughing about all the crazy terms they have for everything, and I absolutely love it. The slang they use, there's just something about it that's always extremely endearing. Like, they always come up with these great terms. I'm like, why don't we use those? And then I got a text from friend of the show, Sherry, and she said, Shauna, if you're interested in fun slang, look into New Zealand's. They have some great ones as well. And she said, this one's my absolute favorite. A cooler is a chili bin. I was like, that's genius. Of course, it's a chili bin. It's a bin that's chili. That's where you're keeping your cold things, okay? I'm going to adopt that from now on. Togs are swimwear for some reason. Jandals are flip-flops. I like that. That makes sense. Baguettes are French sticks. Well, that's exactly what they are. They are indeed French sticks. That makes perfect sense. Chuffed is happy. And here's another one for easy, or it's really easy. It's a piece of piss. Of course I can do it. It's a piece of piss. I'm going to adopt all these. I think I'm going to just start using the slang in my regular day and just see if we can get this going here, because I love all of it. Every single one.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
I was reading an article over the weekend and they were talking about how there was somebody who wants to become the Willy Wonka of cannabis in Edmonton. And I was laughing a little bit because I was like, Beckler and I talked about this way back when edibles were first becoming legal. Beckler was saying that he thinks that this is perfect. This is a perfect opportunity for somebody to become the Willy Wonka of edibles, right? You can have all these fun candies and things that have a little bit of drugs in them, and then you can just go and sell them. And we actually redid a couple of the songs from Willy Wonka, and we did them to pertain to weed, of course. So we even have the theme songs ready for the Willy Wonka of Edmonton, or whoever wants to become the Willy Wonka of weed. Here, if you recall, the Oompa Loompa song was my take on that song.
Oompa Loompa, I ate a brownie, ate the whole thing, and now I feel green. Oompa Loompa, what did I do? I didn't know that weed was in food. What do you get when you eat too much weed? You get a little high, so listen to me. You've had quite a bit, now you have the munchies. Go to the fridge and eat a brick of cheese. You'll feel better with a nap. Oompa Loompa, what I see? I get a bit paranoid on weed.
You've been listening to the BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast. You want more? Then tune in to X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna live on Calgary's alternative X92.9. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time at x92.9.ca. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and have BNS in 20 Minutes or Less downloaded daily to whatever device you use. Later.